Energy Ridge at H. Any PCT on statewide one.
Yeah. And AGMZ mobile testing on statewide one.
Sounds good. I'll be KRE tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for coming back to me. I'm currently mobile on a handheld south of Grand Haven, almost to Fort Sheldon. Seeing what kind of range I can get out of the Grand Haven link repeater here on a handheld. Thanks for the signal report. Name here is Levi. What are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm making it.
All right, I got you at the end there, just the end of your transmission. How am I sounding? Am I making it in? Any GMZ?
Yeah, you're making it fine. You're 100% KRA tomorrow. But I'm on an 82 and 878 handheld in the house.
All right, you made it in that time. Thanks for coming back to me. I'm currently at Kirk Park Lodge. I'm sitting in front of the lodge right now. This will be the QTH for the day for the contest. I'm glad I can make it into the repeater on a handheld here. It's kind of tucked in the dunes, so coverage gets spotty along the lakeshore here. I'm about to hop out of the car, though, so I'm going to let you go. But thanks for coming back, and if you're not doing anything today, we're going to be here all day playing radio. Stop on out to Kirk Park Lodge in Ottawa County.
Oh, okay, thank you. KRA tomorrow, have fun.
And 8GMZ, I'll be clear.
KFA-DAS.
WATAP.
And AGMZ on statewide one.
KFA-DAS. WATAP.
And AGMZ, was that you, Gordon, I just heard?
WATIJ.
Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel monitoring. Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel monitoring.
Station calling WATVIJ, Waterford.
Good. Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel in Dearborn Heights. How's it going to see?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to update my database because you're not in it. I didn't catch your call and your name. The name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf.
Good business, Greg. I think I got to update this radio. I just got it back up and running here. So we're in Dearborn Heights, called Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel.
Yeah, okay. What is your name, over?
Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, Bill.
Yeah, okay, Bill. I don't know if we've talked before, but I'm located in Waterford Township, southwest corner of it.
Oh, probably not. I'm kind of new to this, but I got this is my 578, and I just got it back up and running here. Have some trimming up I got to do still, but everything seems to work. I think I'm gonna have to load in a new group of. IDs on this thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't have you in my database on this radio. I know that your number is 3114060. I think that's what came across my screen, or?
My ID. Okay, well, it's, yeah, there's a, I've just been playing around with the GPS here. I had to load in all the digital frequencies again for some reason. The digital frequencies got clobbered on me, so but everything else seems to work, so I'm glad to see that. So I'm gonna have to go and load in some addresses and stuff. So I just thought she was out and about this afternoon, and beautiful afternoon. not as warm as it was yesterday, but, you know, I can take it.
Yeah, same here, Bill. It was, well, I call it unseasonably warm. It felt more humid yesterday, and I thought we were going to get some rain out of it. We barely got a trace of rain, but I didn't mind, because earlier they were talking about severe weather, and then they lowered it to marginal risk, and much of the stuff was toward north, and this morning it was mostly toward south, any storms, whatever, but I know we didn't get much here, but I didn't mind. I'm enjoying it, though. It's a little cooler, but I'm still enjoying it. Trees are starting to bud, and grass is looking greener.
Well, that's the one thing with it, as cool as it's been around here lately, at least we were able to avoid most of that severe weather they've been getting down south. I mean, you know, they've been up in the 80s and 90s, and when you get temperatures that hot this early in the season, it's bound to lead to some nasty weather. And so it's, you know, it can hold off on that for around here. In fact, we a couple of years ago, we went under a tornado warning here, and it was weird because all of a sudden it was right before that it was raining and you know, the winds were blowing in pretty hard and everything, and all of a sudden it just stopped. And that's when we went under the tornado warning. I'm going, uh-oh. So we were about ready to send everybody downstairs when we heard on the radio that they'd canceled the warning. So I was really glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a few years ago there was a tornado that touched down in White Lake. And as quickly as it came down, it went up. But it did some damage there. I think they classified it as an F1. So I got hit by lightning the last storms that came through here. We took a lightning strike here. It hit my 2-meter 440 antenna. It's an older antenna, but it destroyed it. And we lost some electronics in the house. Interrupted a circuit, and I've been working through all that right now. Got a new antenna to get ready to put up, putting new coax up, and taking my time, you know, kind of rebuilding the tripod that I have up there and putting new hardware on it over.
Alpha Eight Whiskey Hotel Friday. Yeah, we took a couple of close hits here last year, and fortunately everything was disconnected, but one time I did get a direct hit, and it took out my radio, and I had it on a surge protector, and it took that out, too, and fried my computer as well, which was connected into it. So, you know, it does happen. In fact, I saw some classic examples of on the Internet for ball lightning. I remember seeing that in person myself once. It hovered about 4 or 5 feet. Went down the street, and when it got right across from our house, it shot back up into the sky. It's definitely weird.
Probably ACIJ. I was wondering, Bill, how old were you? Because I also, in my lifetime, have seen ball lightning, and as a youngster, over?
Yeah, I was about 12 or 13, I think. My brother was sitting on the front porch, and when he saw that, he got out back in the house. I don't know why he was sitting there in an aluminum folding chair watching a thunderstorm with lightning and watching it. And I'm going, are you crazy? But then again, he was a kid that wound up poking a stick in a hornet's nest to see what would happen. And I saw that. I said, well, I think I hear my water calling.
Yeah, I was very young. I think maybe 6-5 years old. And there was some severe weather going through where I grew up at, and the window, my parents had their windows open, I don't know, probably an inch, maybe 2 inches, and I was sitting in the bedroom. I think I was sent to my bedroom. Funny thing is, you know, I did something, and I had to go there, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden this streak of light, this ball comes in through the screen. It looked like a ball, and then it had a tail on it. And as soon as it hit the carpeting in there, it bounced up and disappeared, but there was a large clap of thunder. And then there was another incident I was probably in my teens. My dad and my sister were on the back on the porch, and I was in the front. And there was a big flash, and then we both came, my sister and I came running in. She said, we just saw a ball of lightning. But I have not seen it ever since. I try to glance up because they're usually come off of the stringers of light, you know.
It's weird. What I thought was kind of neat was they actually took some pictures of lightning from the space shuttle, I guess, and they also saw these little streamers that tended to go up from the cloud, which they had never seen before. Of course, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of long-term orbital activity before them, so they wound up seeing that for the first time, and you know, something new that was added to the stuff. Oh well. Alrighty, well, I think I'm going to skedaddle here, but I just thought we'd say good afternoon and see if anybody was out and about. And we'll talk at you later. From Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel in beautiful downtown. Well, maybe not downtown, in the beautiful Dearborn Heights. Have a good afternoon. Enjoy the weather while it's here. I mean, who knows, 2 days from now, it might get 6 inches of snow.
Yeah, okay, Bill. Good to hear from you. Nice to meet you. I don't know if we've ever talked before. And when I saw that hit the floor, I took off, and I knew that I was sent to my room, and I took off, and my dad was in the living room, and I made like a slide to home plate, and I was upset. I think I might have been crying, so I explained to him what happened. But after that, he didn't send me to my room. I was frightened, but I'm not anymore. I'm fascinated. But when the lightning hit here at the house, there was a very large sound inside the house like a firecracker. And it was probably a millisecond when I saw the flash outside. I could hear the arcing, and I stuffed all my antenna in an old, I think it's a bottle from these iced tea companies just to insulate it. And I'm not sure if it came from there. It sounded like there was a crackle, you know, when I came out into the living room where my wife said the television was flashing. Asked her about the explosion. She said, I think it came from here. I said, well, I thought it came from here. But I was not upset. I just sat there and said, this is not good. So, sir.
Well, there was one time I was over at the U of M's radio club when they were located over in the Michigan Union. And I was sitting in a chair next to the window there, and there was a pretty intense storm passing over, and we had we disconnected all the radios. There's like five antenna connections, and we had just laid the connectors on the floor, and all of a sudden we had a really loud crackle of thunder. At the same moment, all five connectors arced in the middle of the living and in the middle of the floor, and at the same moment I was actually leaning on the cables as they came in through the window. All of a sudden I felt that coax actually start to expand. And when I felt that, I got out of that chair fast.
WAPI, yeah, that might have been your electric chair. Nothing to fool around with. You know, ever since that experience as a child, I was fascinated with ball lightning. I tried to get as many books out of the library and read about it, but I missed my calling. Become a meteorologist, but I'm sort of like an amateur meteorologist, and I follow a lot of the storm chasers, and I have a decent weather app where I can peer into the thunderstorm and see rotation, and if there's a tornado, I can actually see debris inside that tornado. So I'm fascinated with it. I learned a lot from Reed Timmer. He's a meteorologist. He's also a storm chaser. And Brian is one of the guys that works with him. He kind of sits back and does a narration and when they lose connection and everything. And he was very helpful on how to read the radar. So anyway, listen, have a good evening. Good talking to you. And I'm going to try to get your ID number in this radio. Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, WAPIJ.
All right, QSL.
call Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, and the number is 3114060, I believe. So, nice talking to you, and we'll catch you later there. From Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel.
W8EAP. Standing by.
And Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel.
Yep. Just want an audio check here. I'm on a 13-dollar little DMR radio, 2 watts with a stubby antenna, about 10 miles from the repeater.
Good to hear. Yeah, it's a nice audio, and you're making it into the system all right.
The radio is, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's CoTreC004D, and they blew them out for like $13 on Amazon. It actually worked pretty good. You know, like his one's on the 32 channels.
All right. I've got a couple of those radios myself, and they do seem to work. Good luck with it, and have fun. We'll talk to you later. Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. EAD Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. All righty. I'm going to do some reloading of the database so I can get all that information stored back in there. So, catch you later. Have a good evening and a good afternoon, and we'll catch you at a later date from Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel.
Yep, okay, I'm on the MD9600 now. I just updated my database today. Funny you should mention that. I already have a good one.
Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel monitoring. Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel monitoring. 1-2 Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. There's Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, Dearborn Heights. Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, Dearborn Heights monitoring. Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, Dearborn Heights radio check.
The radio's loud and clear, KD8DXQ.
KD8DXQ, good evening from, or good afternoon, from Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. Thank you very much. I just updated my 578 here, put the new database and updated the few things to it, and it seems to be working now. For a while, I couldn't get my mic to work on this thing.
Well, it's working now, and you sound really good. I'm in a bad spot, though. I lost you a couple times there. But, when you come in loud and clear and very strong.
Appreciate that. Okay, we'll sign here. Just thought we'd jump in and say good afternoon. My name is Bill, Bravo Wendy, Lima Lima Bill, and I'm in Dearborn Heights, just enjoying the afternoon, and nice to see the radios working up, and I even got the IDs working on it so I could see that you were in Canton there. 73s, and nice talking to you, and have a good weekend.
Okay, Bill, 73s from another Bill here in Canton, 88DXQ.